Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Danny Yamashiro here. Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. What can God do with an ordinary man who has a love for horses and a passion to impact young people for Christ? How can God use an average Joe to bring life and hope to both? Today, we hear the story of Troy Meador, a self-proclaimed average Joe whose work is changing the lives of thousands of youth while saving horses. We pause to remind you here at the beginning of our show, the reason we have the Good Life radio program is to lead you, dear friend, closer and closer to the Lord Jesus Christ. I don't know exactly what you might be going through right now, but God knows. And we're here to remind you that there is always hope in Jesus. No matter what you're facing, no matter how you feel your back is against the wall, there's always hope in Jesus. In Jesus, who loved you so much, he died on the cross for your sins. He shed his blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later, he rose again from the grave. And today, my friend, the living Christ calls you to himself. Will you turn to him? Will you receive him as your Savior and Lord? His mercies are new every day. And today, Jesus is calling you. Troy Meador is the founder and chief executive officer of Crystal Peaks Youth Ranch, based in Central Oregon. He's also a former youth pastor, corporate executive, landscape contractor, gentleman rancher, and author. He and his wife, Kim, reside in Oregon. Troy, hey, welcome to our show.
Danny, thank you. It's just so great to be with you. I loved your intro. Wow, powerful.
Troy, where did you grow up?
You know, I grew up in the mountains of Northern California, just below Mount Shasta. I grew up in a normal, blue-collar, hardworking family that just loved Jesus. And we went to church on Sundays and watched football Sundays afternoon and just grew up as a normal kid just down the road, nothing special. Went to a high school, played football, got in too much trouble, more than I should have, and all along the way trying to find my way with my walk with Jesus, but certainly living my life. I think, you know, Danny, kind of on the fringes where you go to church on Sundays and then Mondays, your whole countenance changed because you try and fit in. And so I think a lot of guys, you know, understand that we just, we're just finding our way.
Well, you talked a little bit about football. And I think football has a way of speaking to a whole swath of men. What position did you play, Troy?
I played a lot of things. Wherever the coach shoved a big farm boy into fill up space, middle linebacker, outside linebacker, tight end. I played defensive end sometimes. Just being a big kid and wanting to go out and just enjoy sports. I played a lot of different places and really enjoyed it. It was fun.
Well, you're a man who, just from the sound of it, you're not afraid to get down in the trenches. And I'm just thinking about the intro that you just talked about briefly, the many things that you've been involved with, but it seems like so much of it has to do with, in one way or another, the trenches of working with, dealing with, sharing with people.
You know, Danny, you're correct, and I just love that journey that so many men walk of trying to find our way, do the right thing, working hard, rolling up our sleeves, trying to find, putting food on the table, taking care of rent. There's so many guys out there that work so hard trying to fill in all those gaps. And we do a lot of things that we thought maybe we wouldn't do when we were younger to try and make things work. And I have such a strong admiration for men that are those solid, go to work every day, love your family, come home, be with your children, try and find some way in the course of a 12 or a 14-hour workday to love on your kids. And I know those are the kind of kids we deal with and families we work with all the time at the ranch, just really good, solid, hardworking men that are just trying to find their way. And I feel like for my life, that's how it's been, you know, not finding, I wasn't a doctor, I wasn't a lawyer, I just kind of tried to fit in wherever God wanted me to go to make things work and to follow him where he wanted me to go. And I feel a lot like Peter, that, you know, Peter was a fisherman, and I don't think he was anything until he met Jesus, anything special, just a fisherman that worked really hard. And I think I find myself feeling a lot like that, you know, in just this life that God has given us.
How did you meet Jesus, Troy?
Oh, that's a great question. Oh, my gosh. You know, I grew up in a Christian home, and we went to church on Sundays and of course, played the, you know, did the things that we were supposed to do and what we thought we were supposed to do. And again, my life away from going to church was rough. I spent a lot of time, drank a lot of beer and got into a lot of altercations with young men my age and just lived a rough early part of my childhood. And I'll never forget going to church one Sunday and just trying to reconcile my life with what Jesus was calling in my life, and I could feel his calling in my heart. And I confess that a friend of mine and I that night went and saw that movie, The Exorcist, and I'll never forget it. We went to a drive-in and watched the movie, and for people that dabble in that stuff, it's terrifying. And I remember going home that night after watching it and laying in my bed and grabbing my Bible that my aunt had given me and putting it on my chest. I was terrified of what I had seen and terrified of what I felt inside after seeing that dark, dark example of just the world that's in darkness. And I remember the Lord just so called my heart in that moment. I stayed awake all night, just hanging on to my Bible and praying. And the Lord really called me at that moment. And I remember talking to my pastor the next day, and he said, yeah, God's got a call on your life. And my friend, you better listen, because he's not messing around with you. And it was just an awesome switch or change from kind of being half in, half out. You know, you got one foot in church and one foot in the world, to saying, you know, Jesus, I'm all in. And from this point forward, my life belongs to you. And I want to walk in stride with you, not ahead of you, behind you, not playing any games, but to walk completely in stride with you. And that was a big change. I was 18, and that was a huge shift in my life at that time.
How did you meet Kim?
Oh, gosh. So during that time, Danny, I was working at a grocery store along with going to school. I was a senior in high school. And every Sunday, I worked Sundays, and every day after about church time, she would come into our little store with some friends of hers. And I noticed her. She's extremely pretty. And I thought, oh, my gosh, she's just so, so way out of my league, way out of my pay grade. And I remember a friend of mine at the store, he said, listen, dude, if you don't ask her for her phone number, I'm going to embarrass you and ask her for her phone number for you. And I remember I mustered the courage to ask her for her phone number, and she gave that to me. And what I didn't know is she was coming into the store to meet me, which just humbles me to death. She's an amazing person. And on our first date, we went to church together in her little Baptist church. And it's a long story, but at the end of the date, as I was driving her home to her grandparents' house, I told her, I said, you know, I'm going to marry you someday. And she said, yeah, you are. And so after our first date, we knew. And in 2 weeks, I had to go to school, college. And our life from there, you know, we got married very quickly after that.
Well, we need to maybe hear a little bit more about that. Speed us up on Crystal Peaks Youth Ranch and your book, the book that came out a few years back, but I think it still will touch people, touch men especially at such a critical time, which brings me to this. Troy, how are you and Kim doing during this season of the COVID pandemic?
You know, Danny, it's been a challenge having a staff of of 25 people here at the ranch, walking this out has been a challenge. And we prayed, you know, we're always, our Sundays are really unique. Kim and I get together in the morning first thing, and we'll have devotions on Sundays, and then we'll just spend a couple of hours in prayer together quietly, just as husband and wife. And the Lord so purposely reminded to us and spoke to both of us back in February, steady on, kids. There's a lot of things coming. This is before we knew what was going to happen with COVID, and we just heard that voice, steady on, stay focused on me through what's about to come. And I got to tell you, Danny, you know, it really hasn't bothered us here at the ranch, or we've had some issues to deal with, certainly with people that, you know, there's different levels of concern and stuff. But, you know, Jesus Christ is, if he's the Lord of all, then do we trust him through these bumps in the road, COVID being a big bump? Of course we trust him, because he's Lord of that as well. And there's a reason he's allowing this to happen. Did he cause it? No, but there's a reason he's allowed this to happen. And we're just trusting him as we just take each day steady on, keeping our eyes fixed on Jesus. The word tells us, be still, know that I'm God, Psalms 46:10. It means lower your shoulders. Don't be nervous. Don't be concerned. Be still. Stop focusing on what's going on around you. Stop focusing on the hurricane. Stay in the eye of the hurricane. Stay in the eye of the storm. We walk through the valley of shadow of death, not camp out in it. And so for us, we've just been taking each day as it comes, and God has been providing, and God has been giving wisdom when we need it. Certainly, I have no wisdom. He's the author of that, and we're just walking it out day by day. But it's been an interesting journey, no question.
Encouraging words, Troy. Maybe in a few moments when we come back, we could talk a little bit more. But I'll tell you what, I think because of where people are at right now, you are positioned uniquely, I think you and Kim, in this season to speak into people's lives at a very precarious time, especially with your perspective, grounded in the scriptures, still moving forward, put your shoulder down, as it were, sort of like a linebacker in the trenches. Well, when we come back from our break, we'll talk a little bit more with Troy Meter. We'll talk with him. You can find out more about his incredible ministry, Crystal Peaks Youth Ranch .org. Crystal Peaks Youth Ranch .org is the author of the book Average Joe, God's Extraordinary Calling to Ordinary Men. A word of hope today. Put your shoulder down, as it were. The Lord is with you. The Lord will strengthen you. And we'll hear more heart to heart when we come back with Troy Meter. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Polymomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kayani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and Orthopedic Surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Well, what happens in life when you are caught off guard, when you are pushed off balance and you find yourself in a place where you might not know where to go, what to do? Well, first, I would say is a reminder that you are not alone. You're not the only one that's going through that situation. We are not the only ones that are going through COVID. Our neighbors are, our friends are. And I think we can begin to look at it as a corporate struggle that we're going through. But today, in Christ, there is hope. And God has sent Troy Meter of Crystal Peaks Youth Ranch to share heart to heart with us. Maybe you're tuning in right now. Perhaps you caught the tail end of the last segment. You can get this program in its entirety at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Again, thegoodlifehawaii.com. And to find out more about Crystal Peaks Youth Ranch, crystalpeaksyouthranch.org. Troy Meter started his management career at the age of 27 in human resources. Well, after many years as an executive, he moved away from the corporate world, joined Westside Church in Central Oregon as a youth pastor. Well, Troy, what inspired you to change careers?
Oh, no, I tell you, it certainly wasn't what the corporate people thought was the right thing to do, but it was those, you know, when there's a call on your life, you just can't ignore it. And Kim and I have always loved kids and always loved just being with them and working with them. We'd volunteered for years and at Westside, and it's such a great church and still is. It's an awesome place here in Central Oregon. And our kids, you know, what they have to go through is staggering, the influences that they have on their lives today, so much more than when we were children. And if there's an adult or someone that can come alongside them, in addition to parents, to assist parents, to help parents, what a great calling. And we just loved it. We just loved the ability to be with a kid and to spend some time with them and to walk them through some of those really difficult issues that kids deal with. I know that I've been to Hawaii several times, and I love connecting with the youth while we're on the beach and we're surfing or whatever. There's still that, even at 60 years old, I still have that itch to connect with kids and just to see how they're doing, man, because it's tough being a kid. And the call in my life was early, but it didn't express itself until later in life. But God's patient, and I was fortunate enough to set aside that corporate thing, which is nothing wrong with that. It's awesome. But God had called me out to leave the corporate world and become a junior high youth pastor. What a huge step of faith. And it was awesome. And I still have connections with some of those kids that I had in my first youth group, gosh, 25 years ago now, almost 30 years ago. And to be a part of changing a child's life, I remember taking a young junior high boy to go see the movies. We went and saw Jurassic Park, and I knew he was troubled. I knew he was having some issues with his parents and stuff. And you know, Danny, we didn't even talk. We just went and sat and watched the movie, and I bought him popcorn. And I found out later, years later, that he told me we were having coffee together. And he said, you know, Troy, you remember that time we went and saw Jurassic Park? I said, yeah, I remember. That was a great time to go hang out. And he said, you know, we didn't even talk. We never really even said anything, but it changed my life. And I said, Ryan, are you serious? What are you talking about? We just went to the movies. And he said, I knew you cared about me. I knew that you cared enough to take time out of your day to take just me to the movies. And I think, Danny, our kids just need to be loved in a safe, incredible way by those that they look up to, those that they see in church. And I would encourage all your listeners to get involved with a young person's life. It'll change your life, because it certainly has changed mine.
Ryan Dobson, he wrote about your book, Average Joe. He says, real heroes are desperately needed in our society. Troy Meter's book serves as an inspiration to any man who doubts his significance and desires to be a hero in God's eyes. Well, you are a hero in the eyes of that boy, that boy who became a man, and then you hear about it. This book, Average Joe, your book, God's Extraordinary Calling to Ordinary Men, what inspired you to write that book?
You know, it's interesting you ask that question, Danny. I confess that there's been a couple men in my life that unseen, forgotten men that the world would pass by that have said things and shared things in my life. The gardener that was at Point Loma College, I had conversations with him, and here's this diminutive, quiet, elderly gentleman that has gone on to be with the Lord, and he shared things with me that altered the course of my life. And nobody will ever know that. Nobody will ever, he's not heralded from the front pages of the newspaper, or you don't see him on Facebook, or you don't, you know, he's not in the limelight, but yet he's changing the lives of people around him every day. Or he was, he's gone on to be with Jesus now, but there are men in our midst that I wanted to take notice of. And I wanted to encourage the men that are plumbers, the men that are pumping gas, the men that are working at Starbucks, the men that are working at Home Depot and raising two kids, don't forget how important you are. And don't forget that your life, your presence on this world, that Jesus has called you for a very specific purpose, a very specific reason. Maybe it's just raising your children, and I think maybe it's just, that's the noblest calling on the planet. And that men with integrity, men that when they say they're going to do something, they do something. When they shake their hand, you know you've got their word. It doesn't matter what kind of piece of paper you've drawn up. They shake your hand, and you know they're going to do what they say they're going to do. And there were men in my life that did that, and that was the reason I wanted to write the book, was so that men like me, I don't consider myself, I mean, you had such great, I thank you for the introduction, but I'm just a dude, man, just a blue-collar average guy that's just showing up for work, trying to listen to the words of my King, listen to the words of the Spirit, and live my life the way He's called me to, reaching out to the world around me. I mean, you wouldn't believe it, but I'm sitting in the parking lot of Les Schwab Tire getting my truck tires changed right now as I'm talking to you. And, you know, that's just life, man. And for us to make a difference in the world around us by just, you know, if I have time, I'd like to say one thing. Do we have time, Danny, for one quick thing?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm walking down the streets of Bend a couple weeks ago, and this young man approaches me, and he's got his earphones on, and he's not even looking at me. And I just felt the urge of the Spirit to engage this young man, and I think I said, good afternoon, I hope you're having a good day or something like that. And he looked up and looked right at me and was like shocked that I engaged him. And we ended up having a 35, 40-minute conversation face-to-face on the street through our masks about Jesus. And he's a non-believer trying to find his way, and a young guy looking for work. And it was just an incredible conversation. And I think, guys, we can do that. And that doesn't take anything special. It doesn't take a degree. It just takes a heart that loves Jesus and says, I want to do what my King would want to do. When Jesus came to the world, when he came in the flesh, he met with the normal folks, and he just hung out with them, and he had lunch with them, and he had coffee with them, and they went fishing together, and they hung around the fire, and he ministered in a way that I think we've forgotten how important it is. And for men that are just ordinary dudes, gosh, the world would change if we would change and understand our value in Christ. You become what you behold. Behold the eyes of Jesus. Behold the face of Jesus. You become more like him, and the world changes around you. Our job is to introduce the values of heaven into the atmosphere around us, to be a, to not be a thermostat, but be a not be a thermometer, but a thermostat. We walk into a room, the temperature of the room changes because the Jesus within us is being expressed through us wherever we go. And that's, that was my hope for the book. Long way around and long answer, but that was my passion for writing the book.
Well, there is a warmth that emanates from those pages. There's a warmth that emanates from your voice. So, you know, this young man on the street, and by the way, just by the fact that you both were wearing masks in this season in America, well, that's synonymous with COVID, right? So that's the context.
Correct.
Troy, speak to the average Joe, quote unquote, who's listening right now, or who is the boyfriend or the husband or the father of someone that's listening right now. And speak to them in this context, this COVID context, where many people's lives have been knocked off balance. A word of hope for that average Joe, please.
Thank you. We have a gathering here at the ranch called Refuge, and we obviously we've put it on hold because of COVID, and so we started doing something called Refuge Reel, and it's just a short time of worship and word. And there was something that, because we can't gather as a group, and there was something that was spoke that I saw on Facebook recently, where a man said that there's power in the gathering, and it struck me as, because he was pretty combative about the church gathering, and I understand that, and I, of course, look forward to the day when we can gather again, and we will. There's power in the presence of Jesus, and for that husband, for that, the power is not in the gathering. The power is in the presence of Almighty God, and that's where our power comes from, and it comes from us spending time in the presence of the King. And to speak to the man, the boyfriend, the husband, the father, the uncle, we need, our society is desperate for men that will seek the face of Jesus with their whole heart. None of us are perfect. There was only one perfect person, and we know who he is, Jesus Christ. We're not perfect. We're going to make mistakes, but in our seeking the face of Jesus, guys, and everything that we do, in the purity of our eyes, the purity of our speech, the purity of our heart, what happens, I call it theater of the mind, that what we think and what we, if we pursue purity and we pursue a righteous mind before Christ, he opens up our ability to be able to speak in ways that we never could have imagined, and to have not, I don't want to use the word influence, because it's not our influence, it's the influence of the Holy Spirit through us. That when our vessel becomes worthy of the Holy Spirit, not just doing a flyby on a Sunday morning, but landing on us like when Jesus came out of the water, the Word tells us that the Holy Spirit in the form of a dove rested on him. We want that Holy Spirit to rest on us so that we can be a part of changing the culture around us. And if men would stand up, if men would say this far, no further, I love you, my son, or I love you, my daughter, but that video game doesn't come into my home. I love you with everything that's in my heart, but that act or that TV show or that book, they don't come into this place. I have a friend of mine that had a daughter, has a daughter, and when she was 17, she came home and she said, Daddy, I'd like to get a tongue ring, and, you know, a pierce in my tongue. And she's a neat Christian kid, and she just didn't understand the connotations, the sexual connotations of that. And so he pulled her aside and he said, baby, I love you, but here's what it means. Now you go pray about it, and you come back and let me know what you think. And she said, she came back a week later, and she said, yeah, I understand that. I understand what that means, but I still want to do that. And this man, this father, so in love with Jesus, said to his 17-year-old daughter, you're 17, and while you live in my house, that's compromising Jesus in my home. I love you so much, baby, I would take a bullet for you right here, right now, but I will not compromise my Jesus for your decision. If you choose to do that, you need to move out and be on your own. And I will love you from afar, but I'm not going to compromise Jesus because of, I mean, it was an incredible expression of a father to say, I love Jesus more than I love you. And that's how it should be for us to have a love for our Jesus. I love Jesus more than my wife. And I'm crazy about her. We've been married for 40 years. But Jesus comes first, and if men would stand up and make him first in their life, in what they see and what they say and what they watch and what they look at when no one's looking and what they do in the dark shadows and what they think, if we would stand up and behold the face of Jesus, seek first the kingdom, only the kingdom, then everything around us would change. And I believe God would open up the doors for us to be ministers of grace, ministers of truth, ministers of integrity, ministers of peace in this really turbulent time. If I have to wear a mask, okay. What skin is that off my nose? Doesn't bother me. I'm just excited that today I get to be breathing and living and loving Jesus. So to get our focus on him and not on what's going on around us.
Troy, you've mentioned as you speak from the heart, but you keep talking about the ranch. So when we come back from our break,
yeah,
we need to hear about the ranch. I want to know. And I think our listeners want to know, what is this ranch and what inspired you to build it? More from Troy Meter when we come back. He's talking about some tough things that may be challenging and convicting, certainly challenging, that need to be wrestled with in terms of decisions that we as men, as parents, have to wrestle with, struggle through. But struggle we do for the cause of Christ. More with Troy Meter. Again, heart to heart with you. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me. I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Amashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
All right, put this down. Think about this. Remember this. Crystal Peaks Youth Ranch. .org. That's CrystalPeaksYouthRanch.org. Troy Meter is with us. He founded and built Crystal Peaks Youth Ranch in Oregon, along with his wife, Kim Meter. Troy, what inspired you and Kim to build the ranch?
Well, it's an incredible story. It's only a Jesus thing. You know, Danny, when Kim and I bought the property that we currently live on, it was an old, abandoned, pretty beat up piece of dirt out here in Central Oregon that's the only piece we could afford. And we had no idea that we were going to build a ranch for kids. I was youth pastoring at the time, and And Kim and I had grown up with horses, and so we, once you've had horses in your life, it's kind of hard to not have them in your life. But at the time, we didn't, and so we bought this little 8-acre piece and put a little house on it and got started putting together some sort of a place where we could live. And during that time, Kim was volunteering at a ranch down the road, and she was helping clean stalls and such, just to be with the horses. And she saw some pretty atrocious things happen with the owner that owned that ranch. There was some pretty significant abuse of the horses that was going on there. And she called me one day and she said, "There's a horse down here that I would love to find some way to rescue, to bring home." He said, "The horse is for sale if we want to buy it." And I'm like, "Honey, where are we going to put this horse? We have no fences, we have no barn, we have nothing." And so I said, "But yeah, you know, let's find a way." And so long story short, she was able to get the horse and she walked the horse home. It was a 2-mile walk. We didn't have a horse trailer or anything. Brought the horse home to our property. Her name was Elle. And I was ministering at Westside Church, and there was a girl in my youth group. Her name was Jessica. She's a beautiful blonde, almost albino coloring, beautiful blonde hair, blue eyes. And she was just going through some incredibly difficult stuff, family, drugs, divorce. Dad was having girlfriends over, and here's this little 15-year-old gal trying to navigate through some really difficult stuff, as I know some of your listeners have probably dealt with that or are dealing with it now. And it was just super difficult for her. And she'd gone so far into herself that she never spoke. She was functionally mute. I mean, Jess, you would ask her a question and the best you could get was a nod yes or a nod no. She just had gone really deep inside. And I wasn't able to, my staff and I were just, we just couldn't reach her. And Kim called me one day and she said she was going to be building some fences on the ranch and wanted to know if Jessica could come up to the house. And I said, "Yeah, let me call Jess." So I called her, and long story short, she was able to get Jessica out to the house. And her and Kim went to work building fences. And it was one of those days in Central Oregon like it is today, where in the morning it's 10 degrees and then it snows, and then in the afternoon it clears up and then it snows again. And her and Jess were hauling rails and fence rails, building this fence for this new horse that we had. Again, no plans to do a youth ranch, Danny, just Jessica and Kim building a fence. And Kim had to go up to the house to make a phone call, and she asked Jess, she said, "You want to come up to the house and warm up?" And Jessica shook her head no, and Kim said, "Please, honey, it's snowing. You need to come up and warm up." And Jess shook her head no again. So Kim said, "Well, you promise me that if you get cold, you'll come up." And she said yes, or nodded her head yes. So she went up to the house, and the phone call went longer than she thought it was going to go. And Kim thought, "Oh my gosh, that poor little girl is still down there in the snowstorm building fences." And Kim went to the window and she wiped away the fog in the window. And Jessica had gotten out the horse, and she was sitting on a rock, and she had halted the horse, and the horse was in front of her. And Kim was looking down, because our house is up on a hill, and she was looking down towards where the two were at. And all she could see was the back of Jessica's head and the front of the horse's face. And Jessica was making all these motions with her hands and moving her head up and down. And the horse was, of course, you know, being a horse, just looking at her. And what we found out later is that Jessica was talking. All of the years of struggle that she had gone through and was going through, she was sharing with this rescued horse. And Kim called me on the phone, got off the phone, called me on real quickly and said, "You won't believe what's happening." And she shared what Jessica was doing. And she said, "Can we build something or do something for kids?" And I said, "Yeah, I don't know what we can do. We don't have any money. We don't have much to give, but what we have belongs to Jesus." And so the answer was yes. One little girl, one broken rescue horse, two broken beings coming together as only Jesus could bring them together. And that was the beginning of what has become now a global ministry that God has richly blessed and has allowed us to be a part of for this is our 25th year, for 25 years.
One Congratulations.
Little gal and one little horse. Yeah, no, thank you, Danny. It's been an interesting hayride, but we're still happy and healthy and moving forward. And it's hard to believe that October of 1995 was when Jessica and Elle met each other, you know, for the first time. And that was the beginning of Crystal Peaks Youth Ranch.
Tell us about the global expansion of your reach.
So, you know, just real quickly, my friend, you know, that we started the ranch by rescuing horses. That was kind of the initial thing, and then bringing kids out. And we were finding out that there was just an enormous need for kids to do something that was not sitting in a counselor's chair, or not that there's anything wrong with that, but kids need to be doing something. And so we started inviting my youth group out and just letting them, you know, work with the horses. And now we see between 3,000 and 5,000 kids a year. We have 31 horses. I've got 25 people on staff. And the global outreach, only God can do this. Remember, this was a beat up old piece of property that nobody wanted. And from this old abandoned cinder mine is what it was. God has reached across around the world. We have 145, I think is the latest number, of ranches that we don't own them, but we've helped start them. We when Kim wrote her first book, Hope Rising, we had a huge outcry from people all over the country, over the world, that were saying, hey, listen, we love this book. How do you do what you do? And so we started having clinics annually, twice a year, of teaching folks to do what we do. And the clinics are, people come in and we take good care of them for 4 or 5 days, and we just pour into them what we've learned. We try and keep them out of the mistakes that we've made, and then help folks start ranches. And then I spend a ton of time every year, Danny, traveling, not with the COVID year, but a ton of time traveling to ranches, helping them get started and get their boards together and get, you know, get the ranch up to snuff and get horses. And so now all over the world, people are ministering to kids in this ranch, horse equine environment. And it's not just horses. It's whatever the child wants to. Our programming is extremely unique in that it really is designed to whatever the child wants to do while they're on the property. But it's a free program. We don't charge for it. And by God's grace, we've been able to do it for free for 25 years. And only God can do that. I know you understand that as running a ministry yourself, that only God can do that. I remember James Dobson, he was sitting in my barn years ago, and we were talking about funding. And he looked across the table at me while we're eating fried chicken, and he said, you know, if it's for Jesus and it's his and it's his plan, then nothing can stop it. And if you try and do something that you say is for Jesus, but it's not for Jesus, it's really for your own glory, then nothing can make it work. It's got to be for him, because he's the provider of all. He owns a cattle on 1,000 hills. So the ranch belongs to Jesus, man, and whatever he wants to do, we're saying, yes, Lord, we're all in. And so, like I said, it's in, I think, 8 different countries now, including Canada, Mexico, and the United States.
Well, when we talk about the ranch, I think someone might want to know more specifics about the ranch, the horse, equine, especially when you talk about a child, maybe a child that's going through some challenges, maybe some serious challenges. But what the child wants to do is very intriguing to me. Perhaps someone wants to know. So when we come back, Troy, can we talk a little bit more, maybe converse further, share with us more about this concept that the Lord has given you, maybe some lessons you've learned along the way as things have expanded. Can we drill down a little bit further before we wrap up the show?
Sure. I'll go wherever you want to go, my friend.
You're listening to Troy Meter, founder of Crystal Peaks Youth Ranch, along with his dear wife, Kim Meter. Kim is an author of multiple books. She travels, eloquent and dynamic speaker. I've heard her myself. Captivating. But you can tell the Lord has brought them together for a very unique purpose, that is changing the lives of young people through horses. And when we come back, more with Troy Meter, CrystalPeaksYouthRanch.org. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
In
times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, I believe in you. Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and Orthopedic Surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Well, what happens when you feel you can't reach someone that you love, a young person that you have been trying to connect with, to reach? Maybe they've gone through some things that are unspeakable in their lives. Well, the Lord has raised up a ministry called Crystal Peaks Youth Ranch in Oregon. And the vision Troy Meter has shared with us is to work with horses to reach young people. Built in the mid-1990s, it's a nationally, well, internationally renowned nonprofit organization that rescues horses and is a place of healing, safety, faith, and unconditional love for thousands of visiting children. CrystalPeaksYouthRanch.org. Troy Meter, what lessons has the Lord taught you along the way?
You know, Danny, one of the most I think significant lessons that I've learned. I think being a hard-headed guy, it takes the Lord sometimes decades to get through my thick-headedness. John the Baptist, when he walked the earth and was the herald in the wilderness, telling us that Jesus was coming, that the Messiah was coming. One of the things he said that it has changed how I think about everything. Is he said that I am not he, I'm the friend of the bridegroom. And that whole concept of being the friend of the bridegroom just rocked my world, in that my existence as a believer, my existence as a pastor, my existence as a ministry leader, as a husband, is not to have the focus on me. Don't focus on me. And I've taught my staff this. It's a culture on the ranch that if we ever create a place where the kids that walk up the driveway need us, we haven't done our job. We haven't done what God has called us to do. Our existence, the reason we do what we do is to take the hand of a child or an adult, a family member, a dad, a mom, and to put their hand in the hand of the bridegroom, of Jesus Christ, and then to get out of the way it's so easy for us as pastors, as teachers, as evangelical leaders, whatever it might be, as guys that just, you know, are going to church on Sundays, it makes us feel good when people need us. Well, they don't need us. They need Jesus. And for us to be that friend of the bridegroom where we create an atmosphere, and at the ranch is what we do. We don't preach to the kids. We don't, you know, we don't proselytize them. We create an atmosphere for them to come in contact with the power of the Holy Spirit. And then we get out of the way and let the Holy Spirit do the work of the kingdom as only he can do. It's not my... Jesus said, go and make disciples. He didn't say, go and get people saved. The act of salvation, the act of changing a child's life, comes through the power of the Holy Spirit when they come in contact with Jesus Christ, not in what I say or what I do. And so one of those lessons for me, Danny, to learn was just that, Troy, it's not about you. It's about Jesus. And don't ever make it about you. Make it about Jesus. And so our whole heart for the ranch and for the kids. Of course, the horses are important. They're one of the means in which we use to create an atmosphere where kids can be at peace and be relaxed and learn something new. But it's really all about, how do I put this young person's hand in the hand of the only thing that can do life change, can do eternal change, and that's Jesus Christ.
Jesus, through his Spirit, is moving powerfully, touching, working in the lives of these children. Troy, what are the needs of the children you serve? And maybe you could share, please share, how have those needs changed, if they have, over time?
You know, Danny, I think the most important thing, and it sounds kind of cliche-ish, if that's a word, is that when kids walk up the driveway, they need to know that they are unconditionally, and I hate to use the word unconditionally loved, because love's a big word, but that they're actually cared for by my team. The very first step is to know I'm safe. I can express myself in a way that is okay and it's safe, and no one's going to hold me accountable for it. We've had kids come literally just undone with language and bad stuff, you know, as it comes out, as they're trying to find their way, and they need to know that they're safe. And then number two, they need to know that they're cared for. Kids, the world has become so electronic and so phone-driven and so iPad. Those aren't bad things. They're tools that we use to walk ourselves through the day. But when they replace just the eye-to-eye conversation, when they replace just sitting down with a young person and playing a game, just sitting on the grass and tossing a ball back and forth, and grooming a horse, painting on a horse, kids, more than anything, just need to know they're safe and that they're loved and that they're cared for, and that they can depend on the Jesus that lives within me or a staff person. You know, we talk about whether they have enough food to eat and whether they have a new coat, and those are all important things, and we do those things as well. We try really hard to make sure we're meeting those needs as well. But it really comes down to our kids knowing that they can be real and be truthful and be safe and be loved.
Well, it's hard for me to imagine anyone else, you know, especially at a time like this, to pray for a young person today, a child today, one of our youth, a youth of church, a youth at school, who is really facing a rough time. Troy, would you pray now for a child, for a grandchild, for someone who's going through that rough time?
Thank you. So, Lord Jesus, we lift you up. You are the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. You are the beginning and the end. You know all that's going on, and you know the needs of the literally millions of children around the world. You know the needs of millions of families around the world. And your heart so yearns to be front and center in those lives. And so, Father, I pray for that 13-year-old boy in Maui that is searching through the internet, searching through maybe pornography, searching through those dark places to find meaning. Father, I pray for the little girl in Hilo that is lost her father and is searching for that stable place in her life, that you would raise up a man in her life that would care for her in a safe and beautiful and wonderful way. Father, I pray for the family here in Bend, Oregon that can't put food on the table because they lost their jobs, that Jesus, you would cover and care for that man and that woman and those children. Father, for the needs that just go on and on, they are met by you, by your presence and by your spirit. I pray that Lord Jesus, you would overwhelm the children, that you would overwhelm families with your love, and that they would see it in such a powerful, tangible way, that groceries would show up, that people's lives would be touched by someone walking on the street, and that, Lord Jesus, the world would change because men are seeking your face. So, Jesus, thank you. We know that your heart yearns for your kids, and we pray that you would make us a better instrument to be used by you to usher in the values of heaven in the world around us. We thank you. We love you. We praise you. You are the King of Kings. You are the beginning and the end, the Alpha and the Omega. You are the healer. You are the coming King. We love you forever. In your name we pray. Amen. Amen.
A prayer for you, dear one. A prayer for you. A prayer for someone that you love and care for. Someone that you pray for. A prayer for you. From Troy Meter. Troy, thank you for being with us today and sharing as you
have. Thank you, Danny. Thank you.
Heartfelt words from Troy Meter. My friend, there's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, look, we believe this is the perfect moment for you to open your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. Would you do that? Go to thegoodlifeway.com, click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a special presentation for you there. If you'd like to stand with us with your financial support to make a donation, go to thegoodlifeway.com and click Partners. I thank you in advance. Psalm 18, verse 30 says, "As for God, His way is perfect. The Lord's word is flawless. He shields all who take refuge in Him." It's always a blessing to be with you. Thank you to Troy Meter, CrystalPeaksYouthRanch.org. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, and web designer, Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener-supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org, and may God richly bless you with The Good Life.